Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
What you just heard is my super friendly, totally docile, wonderful puppy, Roger.
He's not a puppy anymore. Give him the respect he deserves. He's at least college age by now.
Well, he's 3 years old.
Yeah, so he's college.
That makes him what, an adult? Like, 21?
Somewhere around there.
Either way.
Yes.
Roger's the best little, friendliest, huggable dog. For whatever reason, when I open up my ironing board, he goes crazy. He's afraid of my ironing board. Why is it that some things legit freak the you-know-what out of pets and other things, no big deal? I mean, it's not the obvious stuff like fireworks.
Yeah, right. Weird things.
Yeah, weird things. 833-287-1037. What is more threatening, after all, than me opening up an ironing board?
So our dog, Sophia, is terrified of helium balloons. And when she had to have her surgery on her legs, both legs, to keep her from walking down the stairs, we went and bought a SpongeBob SquarePants helium balloon and just set it right in the middle of the stairway. She wouldn't go anywhere near it.
Really?
Scared of them.
So not regular blow-up balloons.
No, helium balloons.
I wonder why.
I don't know. They freak her out. The other thing she really hates.
So fun.
And it's having her picture taken. If you take a picture of her without her really realizing it, she's fine. But if she's very aware and you're trying to zoom in, she gets all freaked out and turns away like you're going to steal her soul. That's what she feels like.
Maybe she does. You know, some cultures do believe that. How about you, producer Jess? Your dog have some weird thing like he's afraid of that you're like, what? Why? What freaks out over?
My current dog, not really, but my old dog, Max, we couldn't watch anything that had penguins in it.
Okay, that's weird.
I love these things. And you tested Max on different penguin shows?
Well, we started with March of the Penguins.
Great movie.
Remember when that was a big thing?
Great movie.
We tried to watch that as a family. Nope, he was not into it. And then we tried other penguin stuff. And
that's great.
I love this.
You know, it's funny, too, with dogs. Because probably about half of dogs will pay attention to TVs. And about half have zero interest. They don't want to look at it.
Like my
dog, Sophia, doesn't want anything to do with it. But my best friend, Darcy, her and her daughter's dog, Kona. Kona loves the TV. And certain commercials will come running in to watch them.
Interesting.
But yeah, I love the fact that Max was afraid of penguins or mad at penguins.
I love this entire conversation.
Yeah.
Ironing boards.
Yeah.
Getting your picture taken.
Mm-hmm.
Movies about penguins.
Yes.
The weird things that freak our dog. It's got to be dogs, right? Cats are too smart for this. They don't give a crap.
They wouldn't tell you anything.
Yeah, right.
None of your damn business.
Like I tell you.
Loser.
Why aren't I eating anything right now, loser? Don't you have something to do?
833-287-1037. The weird things that freak our pets out. Why? I love this conversation. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Stephanie is in Hamul. Stephanie, what's the weird thing that just freaks your dog out?
So I have a 176-pound Mastiff. And he, when we first got him, he was afraid of the ceiling fan. And then it turned into the handheld drill whenever my husband's working on things around the house. But
sure.
The funniest one is whenever we have music playing in the house and the song Can't Touch This by MC Hammer comes on,
oh my God.
I do a little dance, and it is like he goes absolutely berserk. He does not like the MC
Hammer. I dance so bad. I want to see that dance so badly.
So, Stephanie, do you think maybe is your dog afraid of the way you dance, or is it the music?
I think it's the way I dance. I think he thinks I'm having a seizure, and so...
Wow, your dog's a critic.
He just doesn't like it.
This is crazy. Your dog's as big as a small horse.
Yes.
And
well, they're the biggest chickens.
Right? Oh, really?
They totally are.
That's
absolutely. We had a greyhound, Jolie, and her nickname was Audgies because she was afraid of the silliest thing. Like when we got our kitten, Gracie. And she,
say her nickname the way it should be said.
Audgies.
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 But that little kitten, she was so terrified of that kitten. When Gracie came walking up to her to snuggle with her on her bed, Jolie got off of her big giant bed and walked over to the little tiny cat bed and laid down and gave her
That's
big bed
hilarious.
To the little kitten because she was so afraid of her. Oh geez.
Thank you, Stephanie. Take care.
Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
You do the same. Megan in Spring Valley. What's the weird thing that freaks your dog out? You have no explanation as to why.
Okay, so mine I think was similar to Jessica's with the penguin. So if my dog Chico sees elephants on the TV, it will go crazy. It barks and jumps at the TV.
Well, I like how he jumps at the TV for the elephants in real life. And you'd be like, okay, you know what? You're fine.
Yeah, that's a good point.
That's not true.
That's a really good point. Do you think if Chico ever encountered a real-life elephant, he would be the same? Or is it just on TV?
I think he probably actually would be the same.
Emery is 14. Emery's in Vista. What silly thing is your dog afraid of?
So my mom is Hispanic, and she brings out the sandals. And then this dog, she's a Belgian Malinois, and she's super destructive. But when we bring out the sand dog, she just runs away. She's like, nope, I'm out of here.
She knows mom brings out that sandal, you're in trouble.
Yeah.
The sandal.
Yes.
We call it the chancla. My mom has never hit the dog with it, never. But that dog, she knows that it. She's in trouble if she brings out the chancla. It's so
funny. That's great. Emery, I've seen so many videos of that, and it's usually, you know, like 17-year-old boys, you know, talking about their mom when she brings out that sandal. They're so funny. I love that. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, of course.
Have a good day. Between the penguin and the elephants, I don't know which one's funnier.
I'm fixated on the sandal. I didn't know that was a thing. Mm-hmm. That's a disciplinary action in the Hispanic heritage.
That sandal comes out, man.
I love it. My mom had the wooden spoon. Your mom has the sandal. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.